The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The San Jose Sharks have made some great additions over the course of the last 6 months, and one of the better ones is defenseman Dmitry Orlov, who joins us here on the Sharks Audio Network. Dmitry, first of all, welcome to San Jose. We've had a lot of respect for you for many, many years, the way you play hockey. How excited are you to be a member of this team?
Thank you, first of all, I wouldn't say, but I've been liking the area, and I kind of 2 weeks already here. You know, it's nice weather. Nice practice facility, locker room and everything. And, you just meet the boys, meet the coach and everything. You try to get involved and everything, know how it's going to be in the season, know the system. It's in a new team when you come, and it's always not easy. You need some time, and make sure you feel, stay calm and confident in yourself. And I think everything going to come help you from the your side, teammates, coaching staff, and the organization, obviously. And I've been, in my whole career, I play here once a year, and not often. And it's kind of, you never know, like, area and organization, because and even hard to watch the games because 3 hour difference. I still cannot figure out with the 3 hour difference, and even like when I go to my hometown, it's like 15 hours, used to be 12, and like Easter conference time, so it's kind of new life for me, and it's more common with the old flights. And during the season too, like when I look at the schedule, I'm like, okay, like it's totally different. Used to feel you fly like 1 hour, 40 minutes in your division, kind of similar here, but like there's going to be longer flights to other conference. So, I mean, I'm excited. It's a new chapter for me in my life, and I'm, I enjoy today, I like the, like I said, the locker room facility is brand new. You can see the organization wants the team feel comfortable, and they want to make a next step and bring the older guys too, And I think we're all hungry for the winning, And as a player, I'm not king here for retirement. Even like team was in the last place, I think you can see the skill on the team. Like he played last year, the young guys is a... And all young guys right now come in the league, they're different, not like used to us. And they just so much skills, they're so much better skating, And obviously, Celebrini, a special player. You can see already in the practice, Smitty is the smart player, high IQ, and you enjoy it and you working hard in the practice, Like you can see it's a challenge for you and it's make you better other player. I already 34, but I still have excitement for the game, even the practice. So it's I can't wait for the tomorrow for first time we're gonna skating, and today have a meeting, so it's gonna be awesome for me and new experience. So I'm excited.
Well, we're excited too, and the thing you bring up is very interesting. In Russia, I think there's 11 time zones, and now we've got four in the United States. But you've always played in the Eastern Conference. What do you make of the change in travel for someone at this stage of your career?
It's like I said, it's going to be new for me and different. So I just probably need to find out about the recovery, how I can enjoy myself more in the plane, because it's always tough for me to sleep. And with longer flights, I need to bring the bed or something to the plane.
Well, at least you don't have to go all the way to Khabarovsk. That's not as long a flight.
Yeah,
right?
It is. It's like 8 hours flight from Moscow. I grown up from my hometown. It's like 4 hours flight. It's right. From way north, Siberia, But I think if you look at old players play, you get used to it, and I think it's to just adapt to these things and just try to more rest, more vitamins, more staging or something new always coming up, our recovery, like red lights, like some pillows, whatever is recovery boots. So I think it's not going to be for too long.
Well, I think that's going to be a great addition too. One thing that you have as an advantage in playing in Carolina for a few years is you had Brent Burns as your teammate, and obviously he knows everything about San Jose. Have you talked to him much about the move here?
Yes, I did. When I signed, and I did call him when we talked a little bit about San Jose, you know, and actually ask him always in the locker room about San Jose, how he liked it here, because, you know, I would say like a little different world, you know, California, and just you never leave here, you never know that experience. And obviously he gave me good advices and gave me like some areas, you know, to where to live. And obviously, you know, Joe Thornton's wife helped me out because she's a realtor, and I think she helped most of the guys, you know, and she did a nice job. And this, it's huge, you know, when people around the organization help everything out to settle in and feel comfortable. I think it's important, you know, and it's make you feel quicker as like home, you know, even like I've been here, you know, but like you can feel it, it's comfortable or not, if you like it or not. And I've been in different places in my career and my life to live. So it's been good 2 weeks and I really enjoyed it.
One thing that you're going to have as an important part of your role is you're going to be a mentor to some of the younger defensemen on this team. One of them, Shakir Mukhammadulin, has a big future ahead of him. Are you excited about working with a player like this?
Yeah, for sure. I have in Washington sitting like a Russian demon to, you know, and try to not tell him a lot, you know, just like if I see something, you know, I will tell him. But I think like every player has some skill and IQ, and coaches more for that to help them out, to know the system and everything, and just make sure they keep working hard, you know, off ice on ice, and mentally get stronger and feel confidence in themselves. But yeah, for sure, I will try to talk to him, you know, see what his opinion about some things, you know, about maybe my game too, like what I done it. So we already like know each other, so we have love. So it's always for me, especially like I always play with Russian players in my team. I think it's only Boston. I don't have anybody, but it was only like 3 months when I was traded. But it's always nice to see you can speak in the same language in a locker room. Sometimes it's helpful for young players. And I was there too when I came in NHL. I was 20 years old and I didn't speak English at all. So it was a different story. And I got Alex Ovechkin, Alex Ovechkin, my first year, who helped me a lot to grow as a player in U.S., you know, they know mentally more, because like from Russia to here is big difference, you know. And but I think right now young players more adapt for like that life than we used to be.
Well, we are really excited to have you here. We congratulate you on your move to California, and we're looking forward to a lot of great games this season. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.